K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State, round two of the Purple Project Podcast on this Sunday night, primetime edition, April 21st, 2024, Purple Project Podcast is your very first time visiting this podcast, all things K-State University. We're going to get right on into it on this Women's Golf Episode Edition. History has been made again by Stuberk and his women's golf team over the weekend as they finished up the Big 12 Championships third, finishing in the top three podium. Did I mention that? The other day, I said they have a chance probably to possibly podium or something in the lines of that. But anyways, women's golf did something that they had never done before. Well, let's get into this real quick. Kansas State women's golf produced final round score yesterday of 1 over par, 285 on Saturday to jump. Because remember, they were tied for fourth. Really, when you look at it, they were tied for fourth and possibly fifth. But they had an opportunity to get something, and they did. Third, one spot is the best placing ever for Kansas State women's golf. Oh, boy. In a Big 12 Conference Tournament 2024. This year, the Big 12 Championships held in Houston Oaks Golf Club out down there in Hockley, Texas. The Wildcats now, who finished with a 54-hole score of 14 over, 866 par, bettered a fourth place showing all the way back in 2009. Their three-round total was also a school record, as was their final round score as well. I told you, you know, they did this. Some of these girls could play a little bit better, and we'll get to that. But Stuberk, the new head coach over there at K-State for the women's golf team, coming over from Tulane. And again, this is your first time listening. This is not Burke's first go-round with the university. He was back as an assistant at some point. We went over this hire ways ago now on the podcast there. I'm pretty sure it's in the feed somewhere. But we have posted a lot of content this week, so we're very thankful for that. Finally feel like I'm catching a rhythm now. But anyways, let's get back to Stuberk here. Quote, I am unbelievably proud of how the ladies played this week. And he goes on to say, quote, it was a total team effort, and we could have not done it without Coach Rinko's help in putting the plan together. This week was an accumulation of all the hard work that has been put in through the off season by the ladies, both here and at home. In quote, K-State women's golf came into this tournament 55th, and they were surrounded by, of course, their fellow Big 12 opponents around between what, 45 and 50 anyways, and they came out of here. Okay, so here we go. So, K-State, big wins over top 60 opponents. Baylor, you mentioned them in the last episode of on a golf podcast. They were ranked 40th. They finished ahead of them. Finished ahead of Texas Tech, 56, fifth place. Houston, host team, sixth. And they were 38, so that's upset city right there. All right, 48, Kansas. That's an upset. Hell yeah. KU, our rivals from Lawrence. Yeah, so that's sweet in that. All right. Number 23, UCF, struggled. Eighth place, upset right there. All right. Oklahoma State, it has been a weekend full of beating Oklahoma State. We did it in baseball, and we did it in women's golf. Okay. 42nd, got you on that one. All right. TCU, 58th. Well, that's not really upset there because K-State was ahead of TCU. But still, TCU, 10th. Oklahoma, upset. Last, 11th place. 11th place right there. As well, you can see I can get fired up on this podcast. It's been a solid week for K-State sports across the board right there. So that I just listed off all those teams right there as well. This time, and this helps because K-State all year long has been led by Carl Bernat and sometimes Haley Vargas. But majority of it has been Bernat's doing. But this one on yesterday, Napoleon Gosner, another senior, led the team this time, was substituted into the lineup yesterday, put in a final round, one on the par 70. She began her day with an eagle, woo, on the par 5, 8th hole on Saturday. That's how you do it. And Carla Bernat, speaking of her, recorded her best round. I told y'all on that podcast, I said it. She's got a better round than that, and she pulled it off or saved her best for last on Saturday. Recorded the best round of the championship tournament, even par 71, which included a birdie on the last hole, the par 3 fifth hole, to help push the Wildcats out to a tie for third and into a solo finish for third. She concluded the event with four ties, even though, yes, she is in the top 20, 17th overall for Bernat, four over par 217. That's big time right there. She has been big for this team all year long right there. And if it is podium, that's a big deal. For the team overall, that's a big deal right there. When you're looking at this team was nowhere close to that. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State, breaking down what took place. Kansas State women's golf finishing the top three in the 2024 Big 12 Championship down there in Hockley, Texas. Eddie Greer checking in with you on this Sunday night. Pro Project Podcast rolling along. Okay, so now, and going back to Burke on his veteran players, right? Quote, I am really proud of Napoleon being able to step in and give us a huge round today. And also, he mentions Carla as well. They put themselves in position time and time again and showed that we can handle the pressure at this level, end quote there. Also, Haley Vargas, I just mentioned her just a moment ago. Haley Vargas led the Wildcats throughout this tournament. They're 12th place, 3 over par, 216. And Vargas is from the state of Texas, from Lubbock, Texas there. Posted a 1 over par, 72, during her final round. +14 spots. This also helps why you're in the top podium. 14 spots up to 26th. Then for her freshman Julia Ballester Barrio, she was consistent as well. One over yesterday, 7 par 72. She recorded 54 hole score, 6 over par 219, 21st overall there. Noah Van Beek, sophomore, was locked up for 21st as well. 3 over on yesterday there as well. Texas won, of course, right? Texas won it. 12 shot victory over Iowa State. And then you see K-State right there. So that is no shame right there. That is exciting stuff right there by this women's golf team. Again, we have not covered golf as much due to obviously what's been going on, me and everything else. But look, we have been focusing on, obviously baseball is still going on, and we will cover that right there to the last pitch of the season, right? Okay, we talked about basketball throughout the spring because of the almost a deep run by the women's team, and of course news continues to come out of the men's basketball camps. So like I said, this is all things K-State. We want to touch on everything K-State. So huge congratulations! We should get a round of applause for this women's golf team, and we have not mentioned men's golf at all on this podcast. I feel so bad. We're gonna have to open that door and let men's golf in for a little bit on this podcast there as well. And to kind of wrap this up here, the Wildcats will know their postseason hopes on this Wednesday during a Golf Central special NCAA Women's Selection Show on the Golf Channel. So we are gonna know, hopefully, this right here. Okay, put them in the postseason right here, because I when you have a Carla Bernat, who can be a number one easily, or Haley Vargas, Napoleon Gosner, who's been with the team program since a freshman. Woo! And you get these type of performances from Noah Van Beek and Bart and everyone else, that can go a long, long way. So hopefully, we'll know on Wednesday. We'll keep a close eye on it for sure. I have to mark this down on the calendar for sure. So we will get to that hopefully this week. But we should know by when I get off work on Wednesday, what the fate is with this K-State women's golf team. But nonetheless, though, huge step taken by the women's golf team. Third podium finish at the 2024 Big 12 Championships in Hockley, Texas. The Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State, and get it. Wherever podcasts are found, we are free and available daily or whenever we have time to record Kansas State content. And we got bonus content coming as well. I'm going to be working on some projects this summer on that. And of course, me and my co-host Alex A will be recording a bonus edition this week. Get you some fresh content up in there. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. Find it only solely on Podbean. Again, that channel, Greer, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3 Eddie's, E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe S, podcast. You'll find that there. But our original A status, Purple Headphones, Purple Project Podcast, you can find that wherever you listen to your Kansas State podcast. That's going to wrap things up on a primetime edition. Eddie Greer, Alex Aiden, go Cats!